At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Anna, a 32-year-old who's been navigating some pretty tough fertility challenges with my husband, Tom. Before I dive into my story, make sure to hit like and subscribe for more updates. All right, let's get into it. It was supposed to be one of the happiest days of my life. We had gathered our families together for a big announcement. Everyone was buzzing with excitement, the room decorated with subtle hints of blue and pink.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
I took a deep breath, my hands trembling with a mix of nervousness and joy. Everyone, Tom and I have some wonderful news. We're expecting a baby, I announced, expecting cheers and hugs. Instead, the room fell eerily silent. Tom, standing beside me, suddenly looked like someone I didn't recognize. His face hardened, and his eyes, once warm, turned cold. You're pregnant? That's interesting. When exactly did this happen, Anna? Because we haven't been close in months. Tom's voice was flat, almost accusatory. I stared at him, stunned. What are you saying, Tom? Of course we have. No, Anna, we haven't. How can I be the father? He interrupted sharply, his tone now raising, echoing off the walls. The murmur started, first a whisper from one corner of the room, then louder from another. My heart pounded as I looked around, seeking any sign of support. But one by one, faces that I had loved and trusted turned away. My mother stepped forward, her expression pained. Is it true, Anna? Is there someone else? Dad, please tell them. Tell them it's not true, I pleaded, turning to my father, who had always been my rock. He looked at me, his eyes filled with something that resembled disappointment. I think you need to answer your mother, Anna. The betrayal cut deeper than any knife could. These were the people who were supposed to be my safe harbor. Yet here they were, casting me out into the storm without so much as a life vest. Why would I lie about this? Why would anyone think I'd be unfaithful? I tried to gather the fragments of my poise, but my voice cracked under the strain. Tom shrugged, a cold, dismissive gesture that sent chills down my spine. I'm just putting the pieces together, Anna. You tell me. The conversation spiraled, accusations flying faster than I could counter them.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
No one listened. No one wanted to hear my side. It was as if Tom's words had painted a new reality, one where I was the villain in my own life story. As the meeting broke up, the families dispersing with whispers and backward glances, I stood alone in the middle of the room, the joy of my pregnancy announcement shattered. It was clear that this was more than just a misunderstanding. Something was wrong, terribly wrong, and I needed to find out what was driving Tom to accuse me so publicly, so cruelly. Determined, I wiped the tears from my cheeks, the resolve hardening within me. I would prove my innocence, not just for my unborn child, but for myself. I would uncover whatever Tom was hiding, whatever made him turn our families against me so decisively. Next day, I met Jenny, my close friend. "You think hiring a private investigator is a good move?" My voice barely above a whisper. I sat across and now my unofficial advisor in this mess. The coffee shop buzzed around us, oblivious to the turmoil brewing in my life. "Absolutely, Anna. You need to know if Tom is hiding something. Plus, it might clear your name," Jenny replied, her determination evident. She was the only one who hadn't turned her back on me. The next day, I met with a recommended PI, a no-nonsense woman named Mara. Her office was stark, functional, just like her demeanor. "I've handled cases like yours before. If there's dirt to be dug up on your husband, I'll find it," Mara assured me, her eyes sharp. Within a week, Mara called me in. The folder she handed me felt heavier than lead as I opened it. Photos, financial statements, emails, the evidence of Tom's double life and financial disasters stared back at me. "He's been funneling money from his company, likely embezzling to cover debts. And see this? He's been seeing someone else, Anna." Mara pointed to a series of photos showing Tom with a woman I didn't recognize, their intimacy undeniable. My heart sank. Why would he do this? To throw everyone off by accusing me? The pieces started falling into place, each one a betrayal sharper than the last. "That's one way to shift focus. Classic deflection," Mara concluded, her tone clinical. Armed with the truth, I needed to confront Tom. The house felt colder than usual as I waited for him to return. When he finally walked in, the air between us crackled with tension.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
"What's this?" Tom barely glanced at the documents I spread out on the kitchen table. "It's over, Tom. I know about the money, the other woman, Why? Why accuse me of cheating? My voice was steady, fueled by hurt and betrayal. Tom scoffed, avoiding eye contact. You think you've got it all figured out, huh? You're desperate, Anna. I'm desperate? You're the one stealing from your own company and cheating. How long did you think you could keep this up? The questions poured out, each one sharper than the last. You wouldn't understand. It's complicated. Tom's defense was weak, his usual confidence gone. Try me, because right now, all I see is a liar who tried to ruin my reputation to cover his tracks. I slammed my hand down, the sound echoing, a physical release of my pent-up frustration. Tom looked away, the silence stretching between us. I needed time to figure things out. By destroying our family? Is that your solution? The absurdity of it all made me laugh, a bitter sound. I can't do this right now. Tom turned to leave, his retreat quick. No, you don't get to walk away from this, not this time. I called after him, but he was already gone, the door slamming shut behind him. As I stood alone in the silent aftermath, the weight of my next step settled on my shoulders. There was no going back. I had to prepare for the next confrontation, this time with everyone who had doubted me. I wouldn't just reclaim my dignity. I'd expose Tom for the fraud he was. Every shred of evidence was my armor, and I was ready for battle. The morning light filtered through my curtains, a new day, but the same heavy resolve sat in my chest. I pulled out my phone, scrolling through contacts I hadn't touched in years. Samantha, an old college friend, was first. The phone rang, each tone heavy with hesitation. Anna? Wow, it's been ages. How are you? Samantha's voice was warm, a reminder of simpler times. Not great, actually. I'm in a bit of a situation with Tom. I could really use someone to talk to, someone outside all this mess. You know I'm here for you, always. What's going on? Explaining the situation felt surreal, every word weighed down by the gravity of betrayal. Samantha listened silently, her occasional hums of disbelief painting a picture of her furrowed brow. It's just awful, Anna. How can I help? I need to gather more evidence. I've got some. But I could use help making sense of these financial messes. You were always the whiz with numbers. Send everything over. I'll look through it tonight. Gratitude washed over me. Thank you, Sam. Really. Next, I dialed Uncle Joe, one of the few relatives who'd hesitated during the family meeting, his skepticism clear despite the prevailing winds. Uncle Joe, it's Anna. Anna, this is a surprise. Heard about your predicament. I'm sure you have. I'm actually gathering evidence to prove my innocence. I wondered, during those company picnics, did Tom ever seem off to you? There was a pause, a breath held, then released. I did notice him getting too friendly with a colleague a few times. Thought nothing of it, but now, could you write that down for me? Anything you remember could really help. You've got it, Anna. No one should go through this alone. Empowered by Samantha and Uncle Joe's support, I sat down to compile everything. Emails from Tom's work leaked his financial desperation, testimony from Uncle Joe, and my own bank statements showing where I'd covered Tom's business expenses. It painted a damning picture. Late evening, as I arranged the last of the documents into a coherent presentation, my doorbell rang. It was Jenny, her arms full of takeout and her face etched with concern. We're going to get through this, Anna. What's the plan? Laying out the documents on my dining table, I walked her through my strategy. I'm going to call another family meeting, lay it all out, everything. Let them see with their own eyes who Tom really is. Sounds like a plan. And hey, I brought wine. We're going to need it. As we ate, the tension I carried began to ease slightly. The battle was far from over, but with a plan in place and a small, trusted circle around me, the fight seemed just a bit more winnable. Tomorrow, I said, raising my glass, we expose everything. No more secrets, no more lies. To truth and justice, Jenny toasted back, her resolve mirroring my own. The night grew deep, and the documents turned into a fortress around me. A fortress I'd stormed the meeting with, armed with truth and backed by the few who stood by me. The confrontation loomed large, but so did my newfound strength. The room felt colder than usual as everyone gathered once again in the same space where my character had been so fiercely debated just weeks ago. The air was thick with tension, a palpable curtain that hung heavily around us all. As you all know, I've called you here again to address the accusations made against me. I've prepared something important to show you. I flipped open my laptop, connected it to the projector, and began displaying the documents and photos one by one. The room grew quieter with each slide, the murmurs fading into stunned silence. Here are the financial records from Tom's company. Notice the discrepancies here and here. I pointed to the highlighted figures. And here's him with someone else, not just once, multiple times over the past few months. The gasps and whispers started to swirl around the room as the reality of what I was showing them began to sink in. This, how did you? Tom stuttered, his facade beginning to crack as he looked around the room for any remaining allies. Why, Tom? Why lie? Why accuse me if not to cover this up? My voice was firm, the hurt replaced by a demanding need for truth. Tom scoffed, his usual charm slipping under the weight of his exposed secrets. You think you're perfect, Anna. This doesn't change what you did. But it does, Tom. It shows exactly why you pointed the finger at me. I didn't waver, my gaze locked on his. From the corner, my father finally spoke, his voice heavy. We didn't know about this, Anna. If what you're saying is true... It is true. Jenny interjected from beside me, handing out copies of the financial analysis to everyone. I helped her put it together. It's all there. Tom, how could you? My mother's voice cracked, the betrayal slicing through her denial. I was going to fix it. It was under control. Tom's protest was weak, desperate. You ruined my daughter's reputation to fix your mistakes? Uncle Joe stood up, his disappointment in Tom evident. Everything I did for us. Tom was yelling now, the veneer completely gone. For us, or for you to hide your tracks? I countered, feeling the room's support shift visibly in my favor. Tom looked around, realizing he had no way out, his shoulders slumping as the fight drained out of him. He grabbed his coat and, without another word, walked out, the door slamming shut behind him with a reverberating finality. The room remained silent for a long moment, everyone processing the upheaval of truths. Slowly, one by one, my family began to approach, their apologies stuttering out, wrapped in hugs and whispered regrets. I'm so sorry, Anna. We should have believed you. My father said, his embrace tight. It's going to take time, but thank you. I managed, my emotions a tangled mess of relief and lingering pain. The meeting slowly disbanded, a mix of shame and relief marking their faces as they left. Alone in the room, I let out a long breath I didn't realize I had been holding. The battle was won, but the war on rebuilding trust and my life was just beginning. But now, at least, I was free from the weight of unjust accusations. The weeks following the family meeting were a whirlwind. Each day brought new calls and messages, some from family members extending their apologies, others from friends and strangers who had heard about my story. I heard what happened, Anna. I'm so sorry we didn't see it sooner. It was Aunt Lisa, her voice thick with remorse. It's okay, Aunt Lisa. We're moving forward. That's what matters. But not all were so quick to mend fences. Some relatives stayed silent. Their absence in my life a quiet echo of the past conflict. It hurt, but it also gave me clarity about the relationships that truly mattered. As I navigated this new reality, the legal proceedings to divorce Tom began. Sitting across from my lawyer, I felt a mix of sadness and relief. With all this evidence, the process should be straightforward, Anna. That's what I'm hoping for. I just want to close this chapter of my life. The news of our divorce and the reasons behind it rippled through our community. Social media became a battleground of opinions, but overwhelmingly, there was support. Stay strong, Anna. We're all with you, read a comment under my latest post, where I shared a bit about reclaiming my life. Thank you, everyone, for your support. It's not been easy, but I'm getting there, I typed back, my heart swelling with gratitude for the virtual community that had gathered around me. During this time, I took to visiting local support groups, sharing my story and listening to others. It wasn't just about healing myself, but also about helping others recognize and confront their own hidden struggles. At one such meeting, a woman approached me afterwards. Your story, it gave me the courage to stand up in my own life. Thank you, Anna. Hearing that felt like a confirmation that out of my deepest trials, something good had emerged. It was these moments that fueled my recovery more than any apology ever could. One evening, As I sat watching the sunset from the back porch of my now much quieter home, Jenny dropped by, a bottle of wine in hand. "Looks like you're becoming quite the local hero, huh?" Jenny grinned as she poured us each a glass. "Feels weird. All I did was fight for the truth." "And sometimes that's the bravest thing anyone can do." Jenny raised her glass, a sparkle in her eye. "To new beginnings, Anna." "To new beginnings," I echoed, the clink of our glasses a punctuation mark on my journey of rebirth. As I sipped the wine, looking out at the stars beginning to pepper the sky, I felt a peace I hadn't known in months. Yes, the landscape of my life had changed. Some relationships had crumbled, and others had strengthened. But more importantly, I had transformed. I had stood up against a storm of deception and come out stronger. My story, now shared widely, wasn't just mine anymore. It was a beacon for others navigating their own dark waters. And as I turned the last page of this painful chapter, I knew that whatever lay ahead, I was ready. Because I wasn't the same Anna who had been accused and maligned in that harsh family meeting. I was someone new, someone stronger, someone who had not just survived, but thrived. That wraps up Anna's journey through betrayal and triumph. What would you have done if you were in Anna's shoes? Would you have sought public vindication or handled things more privately? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Don't forget to like this video if you enjoyed Anna's story, and subscribe to the channel for more tales like this. Your support helps us bring these stories to life.